Hear now the word of the Lord as it is written in the Gospel of Luke, a portion of chapter 10. And after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two and two before his face to every city and place whither he himself was about to come. Then he said to them, "The harvest indeed is great, but the workers are few. Entreat therefore the Lord of the harvest that he may send out workers into his harvest. Go, behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry neither a purse, nor bag, nor shoes, and greet no one by the way. And into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if indeed the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. But if not, it shall return to you. Again, in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they have. For the worker is worthy of his hire. Travel not from house to house. And into whatever city you enter, and they accept you, eat such things as are set before you. And cure the weak who are therein, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is near to you.' But into whatever city you enter, and they do not accept you, go out into the streets of it and say, 'Even the dust which cleaves to us from your city we do wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God is near to you.'" Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in a portion of the work Apocalypse Explained, passage 911. That all things pertaining to natural nourishment, such as wheat, barley, oil, wine, and the like, signify such things as pertain to spiritual nourishment. And the things that pertain to spiritual nourishment have reference in general to good and truth, and knowledges of them, thus to doctrine and to a life according to these knowledges. As harvest signifies all things that spiritually nourish man, and these have reference to truths of doctrine and the goods of life, so harvest signifies the church in general and in particular. In general, in these words in the Gospels, Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is indeed great, but the workers are few. Pray therefore to the Lord of harvest that he send out workers into his harvest." The harvest here means all with whom the church was to be established by the Lord. Thus, also the church in general. And workers mean all who will teach from the Lord. Reading further from the word of the Lord in his second coming, in the work Divine Providence, a portion of passage 172. The word can only be taught immediately through parents, teachers, preachers, books, and especially through the reading of it. Nevertheless, it is not taught by these, but by the Lord through them. From these considerations, it may be seen that man is led and taught by the Lord alone, and that he is taught immediately by him when this is done from the Word. This is the central truth of angelic wisdom. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.